Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves. This episode features The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce, by Eminem. You can stream it wherever you listen, and read along if you prefer, by visiting slugmag.com. Support for Slug Soundwaves comes from Crucial Fest 13, the heavy music festival that loves you back. Presented by Grey Will and held Friday, September 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Metro Music Hall. Don't miss Mars Red Sky, Black Tusk, Ghost, Midwife, Frail Body, Trip Hammer, The Autolith, and many more. Find tickets at 24tix.com/crucialfest, and for more information, follow Crucial Fest on Instagram.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Guess who's back? 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 How's it going, everyone out there in radio world? This is Alton Barnhart back to you again with another review. This time it is Eminem's new album, The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. Eminem equals Beastie Boys minus Tom McDonald. If you don't know who Eminem is, I don't know what to tell you. Nostalgia is a powerful tool to wield. With great responsibility, you can make any production or release rack up the applause. Treated poorly, however, your final product can be met with torches by one pissed off fan base. I know my fair share of mistreatment, just like how I would mistreat every physical copy of Furiosa Mad Max series I could get my hands on with a junkyard car shredder. Nonetheless, it's nostalgia that breathes second life into decade-old bands and half-century franchises for years to come. If it can book the Eagles a permanent residency at the Las Vegas Sphere, miracles can happen every day. However, what if a type of nostalgic artist has been so interlaced with controversy and shit-stirring that the current climate wants it destroyed? Will they still have a rightful place in the industry domain? That's when nostalgia takes stand against the rising onslaught of cancel culture. So enter from stage left, with 11 albums under his belt, spanning way back from the early 90s, the omnipotent rap god, Marshall Mathers, aka Eminem, sticks up a lyrical middle finger to the modern age with The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. Cementing himself as one of the most powerhouse rappers in the music industry, Eminem has fought tooth and nail to make it to the top. There was a time in our lives where every record produced with his name on it was casted in gold or platinum. The Uppercup Rise of Marshall Mathers LP, the Edgelord Symphony of Encore, even Almost Poetic Struggle with Narcotics and Fame in the career-defying Recovery. Eminem claimed his spot as one of the greats. Fast forward to 2024, where the rap game has changed drastically, and Eminem's last few albums came with rough reviews. I'm looking at you, Revival. So could his 12th album reignite the same type of hip-hop flow that we used to bump to in high school? I'm not too sure. There are some tough-hearted tracks in the roster that both blend those snarky ciphers we remember, as well as keeping it fresh enough to be relevant. Renaissance and Antichrist sound stripped from the Slim Shady LP, with the wicked tic-tacky snare and heavy bombastic beats. These tracks send up a warning that M can still lyrically attack anyone who attempts to dethrone him. If he's willing to go after his own mother, the average mumble rapper is an easy pickings. As shameless as it may sound, the catchy earworm of Houdini draws major attention, and that track just sounds like a sped-up nightcore version of Without Me. However, it's one thing to recapture lightning in a bottle, and it's another to simply sit on an unreleased track until it's almost irrelevant. Case in point, Brand New Dance, a big yikes of a track that pokes fun at an infamous horseback incident with the ultimate demise of Superman Christopher Reeve. Complete with hoof-trotting beat and horse huff and neigh sampling, the track was supposed to be released back in 2004 with Encore, but was later shelved after the announcement of the actor's death. But sure, let's wait a decade to jab a corpse where everyone will still find it hilarious, right? Although some tracks may not draw the crowd we were expecting, it's the back and forth in tone that becomes nauseating. This album is all over the place, and its concepts are not completely fleshed out. The worst part is M's blatant attempt to alienate his audience, claiming that Gen Z as a whole are trying to cancel him, You cannot corner your fan base in this matter. That's like Disney's associates stating that if you don't like the new Star Wars films, you're a misogynistic bigot. Doesn't sound right, does it? One track that completely throws M's message out the window is Somebody Save Me, featuring country rock singer Jelly Roll, where he backtracks on all his rap beefs he caused with a simple apology. How do you expect to bury your hatchets in the ashes of the bridges you burned? Now, most could write this album off as whatever you say, Boomer, remark, and move on. But the death of Slim Shady, coup de grace, is a bit more complicated than that. M will always be a goat in the music industry. But I feel like this album is a worrisome defense against time itself. Will he still have the spot in the future of music? We shall see. In regards to the album as a whole, where a rapper pushes all boundaries to achieve uncancelable status, nothing is more embarrassing than a try-hard edginess, and the only feedback is, okay, we get it. It's alright, Em. I also know a thing or two about killing some alter egos. But that's a story for another day. What's my name? What's my name? This episode was written and read by me, Alton Barnhart. It was produced and edited by Mary Culbertson, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Mag editorial staff.